Welcome to the DSA Shifting Perspective Podcast.
Hi, I'm Richard Bailey, and you are listening to a Shifting Perspectives podcast. Thanks for joining me. Today, I'm joined by Steph and her older brother, Chris. They live in Northern Ireland and have an extremely close bond. They describe each other as not only sister and brother, but as best friends. And today, they will be talking about their relationship and how they support one another. Together, they made a film called You're Good For Me, and we'll hear more about that in a little while. So we're all recording down the line from our homes, so Steph, Chris and I have just met and had a chat on screen before we started this recording. So to begin our podcast, I think it'd be great if you could both introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Hi everyone, my name is Chris McCann, and today I am joined by my lovely sister, Steph.
Hello, my name is Stephanie McCann. We are the lovely cocker slate I love best ever on this house. Chris, I like it here. This house and number eight.
You love it, this house. Yeah, you always say that, and that's good. That's good to know.
Well, it's good because we've already mentioned that you live in Northern Ireland, so and at number eight. So, could you tell us about your family life and you know, where you live and with whom?
Yeah. So, who lives in our house, Steph?
Chris, do you know what's your favorite?
So, well, I love all the family. I don't have a favorite. I think if I were
Mom and Dad.
Mum and Dad, that's right. Yeah, well, if I were to say I have a favourite, I'd be in trouble. although I think it's pretty obvious that my favourite is Steph. So we live, we live in Northern Ireland. We live just outside Belfast, and there are four of us, myself, Steph, and Mum and Dad.
And?
Well, I hope that's it. I don't think there's anybody else.
John, Fiona.
John and Fiona are like second parents. They're our godparents, and they would come over a lot for dinners, for drinks, and
I love champagne.
You love champagne?
I love champagne as well.
Used to me, yeah. But anyway, we love to pop the champagne, isn't that right?
I love that.
You love popping the champagne, that's right.
I have a great time.
You have a great time, yeah.
So have you both lived at home during the pandemic? And if you have, how have you supported each other through these tough times?
Yeah, so for the entirety of lockdown, we were all in the house. We isolated for the entirety of the first lockdown. We didn't actually leave the house except for walks around the house and sitting out in the garden doing arts and crafts and having barbecues.
I love barbecue.
How did you find the lockdown, Steph? Did you find it tough or?
It's very annoying.
Well, it is annoying. Yeah, I can agree with you on that one. So, well, it's clear that you have a great relationship now. I mean, has it always been like this? I mean, how was it like growing up together? And, you know, what are your favourite memories from your childhood?
Oh, boy.
Well, I'll start us off and then you can remember some of the memories. So, basically, growing up, Steph was really just involved in my life from a very young age. Whenever I had friends over, Steph would get involved. And we did sort of...
Both.
Yeah, both, yeah. And we did what basically any young people would do, just make up games, play pretend. We would play board games, watch the TV.
What about Richard's game?
That's right. So we love Richard's House of Games, and we always watch that. And so, yeah, very much just involved in everything that I did growing up.
Yeah. And what was your favourite game, Steph? What did you like doing?
Chris, yeah? Do you know what's my favourite one?
What's your favourite one?
Do you remember about...
What about...
That's it!
What's the game?
Oh, Chris.
What did I say there?
Cookie box?
Cookie box, that's right. So that, yeah, that...
I don't know what that had to make
Cookie box is, it's a little, it's almost like a... it's a game of like little plastic counters, and you have to match it to a little card to make sure that the pattern's right. So it's a memory game.
Oh, it's hard.
It is hard, but you do very well at it.
It's easy.
It is, yeah. So yeah, growing up, just very much involved in everything that I was doing, getting involved with my friends, and yeah.
Yeah, I think it was just like never.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. So what about now, Steph and Chris? And what do you enjoy doing together now? Because I'm told you like going out for afternoon tea. Is that right?
Ooh.
What's your favourite one?
So a kind of non-negotiable for me is going out once a week at least for coffee with Steph.
Well, yeah, I think so.
I think so. So, yeah, we take ourselves down to a little cafe. Stephanie always gets a cappuccino or a hot chocolate.
Maybe I just said a hot chocolate. It was so fun in the time.
I think hot chocolate's our new favourite. And sometimes we'll...
We are going dairy.
The dairy, yeah. We also like going out for lunches. Yeah, Steph would sometimes bring her colouring book and I would help her out. I would join in. We'd sometimes play a couple of games on the phone. And we just chat, just have conversations. And
my iPod is hard, that game.
That's right. You sometimes bring your iPod and you play a game on the water slide, isn't that right? Yeah.
And you sometimes you stay in nice hotels.
Whenever we go to a hotel, because you love a hotel, don't you? You like to wear nice dresses, don't you?
Is there a sparkly dress
like this? Yep. So Steph would get on her sparkly dress most of the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tights.
Oh, yes. The whole works. Yeah. Get your hair, your nice hair done and your nails.
No, Chris, it's fine. It's perfect.
Your nails are absolutely perfect. I couldn't agree more. Steph gets her nails done once a week.
Tell Ross.
At the adult centre, that's right. And... any excuse to show them off on a night out. If we're going out for dinner, make a real big event of it.
I can't wait.
Steph loves a hotel. If she's staying over or just for dinner or...
And a couple of days.
Staying over for a couple of days, you're absolutely right. But yeah, we would sometimes as a family go out for meals and...
I can't wait.
Just make a night of it and dress up nice.
Maybe lovely. Cocktails?
Cocktails? What?
Wow. What's your favourite cocktail, Steph? Do you know?
Chris, what's your favourite cocktail?
So, well, I'm not a huge cocktail fan, but I know you love a cocktail, and it's usually red, isn't it? So I think there's a bit of strawberry in there, maybe a strawberry daiquiri.
Ah, sounds good. Sounds good, Steph.
I have the
lovely. Yeah. All right. So Steph, you're a very busy person, and I understand that you volunteer at Childminders. What kind of thing do you do there?
Sorry, Ariel's not fair, Will.
Steph's referring to Muriel.
Because I help babies.
You do help the babies? You do? Well done, yeah. You help the little ones?
I help at a table.
You do?
But I'm sad as well.
That's right. So Steph is talking about Muriel was both our Childminders when we were younger.
She's not younger.
Well, I was younger a long time ago. But Steph would now go to Muriel's to help out with the little ones, as she said. And she would help with setting the table, break time.
Santa.
And Santa. Steph helps out with Santa.
And the bed by side, you're the bed I cried.
Lovely.
That Santa Claus is coming to town.
Wow. Wow.
You're helping out Santa, singing the songs, carol
absolutely,
songs. Lovely,
yeah. So, Steph would guide Santa into the house whenever he comes to visit the Childminders. But Steph has been an incredible help. That's kind of her.
I got a big present.
Did you? Wish I got a big present.
Ooh.
Steph has really been sort of helping the little ones from a very early age.
Chris, do you want to help someone?
What?
I help babies. If I did help Dodie for her.
Oh, okay. So we're...
If I did milk for her, for the babies.
Wow, that's right. Great help.
I just help her.
And as well as your work at the Childminders, you have a very active social life. Steph, can you tell us about your hobbies and what you do each week?
Do I do it at the moment?
What?
I was really fast.
You are? Steph is an incredible swimmer. I went to see her at her gala.
Because I got a trophy.
You do have a trophy for swimming? Yeah. You got it for, I think it was something to do with the community and the support you give. I think it was something to do that, wasn't it? Team spirit or something. Steph likes to spend most of her time supporting other people and encouraging them, but very fast swimmer.
And
very good backstroke.
No. And
what else?
After trophy, after that.
Medal? No?
I'm just talking about Trophy.
Trophy. That's right.
Tell me, fingers crossed.
Oh, sorry. Fingers crossed that you get... Steph has asked me to put my fingers crossed for her next trophy.
Yes!
Good. I'll cross my fingers too. There we go. Yeah. And Steph, I understand that you also play tag rugby. Is that right?
Are you talking about Laurie Hill?
Sort of anything that involves people... that includes a community Steph will be a part of. Steph spends most of the time on the pitch just supporting people.
I love rain. I love a shower on my hair and the pitch.
Do you? So you love the rain and the shower on your hair?
No, on the rugby pitch.
On the rugby pitch? Flip, I wouldn't like that.
No, I'm thrilled.
You're thrilled? Well, there you go. Steph loves the rain and the shower when she's playing rugby. But yes, Steph has scored a number of tries in her time.
Yay!
And she would spend most of the time, Lou, supporting people and just sort of going, you can do it, you know.
Yeah, I go get a trophy.
You've got many, so trophy, yeah.
No, I had to get a trophy for this to get scored right.
Another one.
Yes!
To add to the collection.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, Steph, you're a really active person. You swim, you play tag rugby, and I know you also like dancing. Not only doing it yourself, but also watching it. I understand that you're a fan of Strictly Come Dancing. Is that right?
Do you know what's my dance?
What's your dance?
We got a Seba and we got salsa.
So we are a big...
I'm a pig. We're going to be a pig and pig.
Well, remember, Steph's now reciting some of the dances from Strictly. Steph is a massive fan of Strictly, and she would also... Steph goes to dance class once a week, and you've been dancing for a very long time.
It's right there.
Yeah.
And what kind of dancing do you like best, Steph?
Oh. Why are you not telling me about the hips?
Steph always talks about samba hips. So Steph really likes the samba and would do it regularly in the house.
No, Chris.
But at dancing, we... What?
Chris, you and me, are we going in Strictly Come Dancing?
Are we?
We are going to be a All That Jazz.
I think you should do it.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay. Watch this space.
Yes.
I'm going to be a blue... dress, sparkly blue dress.
Sparkly blue dress?
And that dress.
Very good. And what will I wear?
You can tell me.
Will I wear a suit and tie? Shirt and tie.
And don't forget a violin.
And a violin as well?
Yeah, that jazz.
As a prop? Yeah?
I'll have to.
Okay.
I can't wait for this to know what to do.
What?
I think judges get 10.
Oh, are we going to get 10? Are we going to get 10 from all the judges?
Yes.
Very good. 4 10s. Fantastic.
Oh.
And they're hugging now. Listeners, I can see Chris and Steph on the screen, and Steph's just giving him a big hug. I love it.
Oh, I'm so thrilled again. Thank you very much, Chris.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
All right, so... we've got another question here for you. So I know that during the pandemic, you've also been using DS Engage online. What activities have you enjoyed? And do you think you're going to continue these activities?
So Steph has been sort of taking part in the Pilates.
I did the Christmas crackers.
Oh, yes.
I got best bombs.
The pom-poms.
Oh, pom-poms.
Correct.
And the candles. And a lovely snowman.
That's right. So all of this is from the kind of the online activities and sort of facilities that the Down Syndrome Association has been providing. Mm. And it's been invaluable for Steph's kind of enjoyment, development. And you've taken a lot of pride in it, haven't you?
I was so happy for this.
That's good.
Lovely.
That's good.
And you were making pom-poms, did I hear then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is that my hair somewhere? That one? That's that one.
What colour?
Do you know what that is?
What?
I just thought about black. I was saying that.
Black and is that pink?
That's what I said, a pink.
Very good, yeah. Yeah, Steph very proudly shows me all the crafts that she makes from the DS Engage projects and is very proud of them all.
Yeah. Fantastic. And Chris, when we talked before the recording started, you mentioned that Steph has been working on a speech development recently. Do you think these DS Engage activities have helped her?
Oh, massively. Incredible. I've noticed a massive improvement in Steph's speech, taking her time. I think actually just listening to more people and just picking up keywords, phrases. And I think the one thing that I've really noticed is the kind of taking the time over sentences. That has been massive, massive to see and just really kind of encouraging.
Great, big help. So earlier, we were talking about the great relationship that you guys have, and you know, I can see it looking at the screen now, and hopefully our listeners can hear that. Now I'm going to come back to you again, Steph. I can see that you're very close to Chris. What is it that you love so much about your brother?
Christopher, can I tell you something?
You can.
Can you tell me if I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
I just told you, you're good for me!
Fantastic.
I'm really happy to hear that. You're good for me too. Yeah. Am I annoying?
No, you're perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Take that.
That was not prompted. I did not tell her to say that.
Brilliant. And then now, Chris, you previously said that Steph reads emotions like an open book. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so there have been many situations where it's just been very obvious that Steph has noticed whenever somebody is feeling down or feeling a certain way and has addressed that and nurtured it. Yeah, there have been a lot of times just where Steph has read the room better than anybody else in there and just addressed it.
It's just Donna and it you so.
Oh, okay. You're talking about that 70s show? Yeah, similar situation maybe? Yeah, when they were feeling upset?
No, I'd be fine.
Steph does everything in her power to make sure that everybody in her life and around her at that time is just happy and not sad. We don't like feeling sad, do we?
No, definitely not. No.
So yeah, hopefully that comes across. I kind of wanted to address that in the film as well, the fact that Steph is just her emotional intelligence is greater than anybody's that I've seen.
And this is the film that we mentioned earlier called You're Good For Me, which is all about your relationship. And can you tell us what motivated you to do that?
So the fundamental reasons for making the film was, one, I wanted to give Steph a platform to express herself. Two, just a massive thank you from me for everything that she's done for me over the years. And I wanted to show people, finally, I just wanted to show people Steph's individuality. I have been aware in my lifetime that I think a lot of people try to paint other people with the same brush. With Down syndrome, I think everybody just assumes that Steph is like everybody else with Down syndrome, which just is not the case. I think it's, everybody is individual. Everybody has their own unique talents, skills, emotions, personality, and I just wanted to show that. So they were kind of the three main reasons.
Lovely. Well, I couldn't agree more with you than that. So that's very well said, What response have you had? Have you had a good response from the film?
Overwhelming. I remember the night we released it, which was on Steph's birthday. We put it up online, and within half an hour, I was getting floods of messages from people and just saying they're watching it as they were messaging me. And I even got some photos of people in their living room watching it. A massive response. I'm still even getting messages to this day, almost a year on, just that people have enjoyed it and enjoyed just seeing Steph's personality on screen. I think it's moved a lot of people, but that's all down to Steph, really.
Yeah. So do you have any plans to make any more films together?
I plan to do another project with Steph and her friends and just showcase their relationship, because that is something special, really, really special, the relationship Steph has with her close friends.
So you've been open in your work about being diagnosed with depression and anxiety about 4 years ago, and you said that Steph has really helped you. You okay to tell us about that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It was 2017, just a very sort of dark time, I would say, for me. And there was one night in particular, just needed to go to bed, basically, wind down. And I remember nothing was said to Steph. I kind of didn't see her much that day. Took myself upstairs into bed, and Steph, instead of coming into my room, which she would do quite comfortably, just come in and for a chat, she actually FaceTimed me and just wanted to see if I was okay, because she knew it wasn't appropriate maybe to come in, and she wasn't sure how I was feeling, but she thought I'm gonna use my phone. Up to that point, Steph hadn't really used that technology. So it was amazing that she kind of figured that all out, having never done it before. And I just remember that moment so vividly, and she just tried to cheer me up and make me smile and laugh. Mm. And since then, has just sort of checked in with me in a very subtle way, but just being very nurturing and cheering me up.
Yeah, is that empathy again, and sort of, you know, noticing emotions and like you say, the story earlier, just checking up on you to see if you're okay. And yeah, must have been really important.
It really is, which is, again, another reason why I kind of wanted to make that film as a thank you, and just to showcase just how empathetic and how nurturing. Oh, that's a good thing, don't you worry.
It is a good thing.
So, yeah, I mean, like I said, ever since then, just checking up on me and making sure if I seem dying, just, you know, making me smile, making me laugh.
Yeah. Oh, I could see that she'd make you smile and laugh.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's just a good thing.
It's just a good thing. And, you know, if I've been away all day or for a couple of days, I'm always greeted with a big open arms and shouting and massive hug.
Lovely. Okay. So what's next for you both then? What are your plans for the future?
For the future, I think keep doing what we're doing. Just more little trips, more coffee visits.
And I was at hospital ages ago. A monkey in my hand, my cobbler.
That's right.
Because I was sleeping.
You were incredibly brave, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Steph's talking about this time last year, went for a small operation. Her first operation since her heart surgery as a baby. And was very brave, was put under general anaesthetic and you know, came back from hospital, you know, sleepy and you know, quite an ordeal, but also making sure everybody was okay and sort of nurturing everybody. Just we'll never stop that.
On my toe.
Yeah, on your toe, that's right.
How was it in hospital? Was it a bit scary or were you okay?
Chris, okay, I think.
You're okay. You were.
No, I survived!
Well, that's good to know. That's great to know.
Oh, boy.
You survived. And, I know. You were back home that day.
But I'm not nervous.
You're not nervous? Wow. I would be nervous.
No, you don't.
I would be.
No, you don't.
Well, sounds like you're really brave. So yeah.
Thank you very much, Richard.
Yeah. Great. Okay, well, look, our time together is coming to an end. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners?
No, I think we've pretty much covered everything. I think this will probably not be the last time you hear of us, because we do plan to do another short film with Steph's friends. And again, I just want to showcase the relationship they have, which I think is incredibly special and inspiring. And again, just to give Steph and her friends a platform to express themselves, which I think is very important.
Lovely. And talking about the film again, you know, You're Good For Me, where can our listeners go and see the film?
So the film is on YouTube. If you search You're Good For Me, it should come up within the first two or three suggestions. And it's quite long. It's 48 minutes, but you can skip through it if needs be.
Right, lovely. Well, we'll look forward to seeing the next film you do as well. Well, thank you both so much for talking to us today. I've really enjoyed learning about the strong sibling bond you have and how you support each other. And I'm sure our listeners have too. So as we sign off, I wish you both the best of luck in your next adventures and look forward to hearing all about them. So until then, goodbye, Steph, and goodbye, Chris.
Bye.
Richard, thank you for everything, but you look great.
Ah, thanks, Steph. It's been really lovely speaking to you too.
Because I think Richard can join us in my house for have tea and coffee.
Well, if I'm ever over in Belfast, I'll be popping in for a cup of tea and a coffee, yeah.
Perfect.
100%.
100%.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name is Richard Bailey, and you have been listening to a Shift in Perspectives podcast brought to you by the Down Syndrome Association. You can listen to more of the series by going to the DSA website or by searching on Spotify, Audioboom, or one of the other podcast platforms.
Please subscribe and tell your friends about us. Thank you very much for listening.